I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Happy Halloween!
Hello,
peace
everybody.
Peace be upon you all. Peace be upon you. Yes, sir.
Peace be upon you.
I feel a little, thanks,
you're saying
guys.
It wrong, Dave. You gotta go like,
Shalom. Shalom Alaikum. Something like that.
Yeah.
How I like to lick 'em. Is that what you said?
How I like to lick 'em. Yeah, I guess it's just me, guys. It's just me dressing up today.
Yeah, I didn't know we were dressing up.
I just assumed.
You outdid yourself.
I assumed, it's Halloween tomorrow.
Well, Dave never texts anybody. So, we never know what Dave's going to do until he shows up. Or if he's ever going to show up.
I like it
that way. I texted him earlier because I forgot to actually tell him that me and you had talked about just doing a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
So I texted him a couple hours ago, probably.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, we're just going to do a Halloween-based thing, and we're look at ghosts and stories and all whatever. And then he shows up like this.
Hey, man, I went through the old costumes and I was like, what's the least offensive? This was it.
The least offensive?
Well, I mean, I don't have, I have a bag of old costumes and some of that shit just doesn't fit anymore,
So
what are you dressed up as, Dave?
I'm a rabbi. I'm bringing peace to the East, you know what I'm saying?
He just came out of the tunnels is what it is.
Well, that too. There's always that
Dirty
possibility,
mattress, dude.
I came to help Diddy. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm joking.
I literally came to help Diddy.
I don't know. I had this costume years ago.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was in a time where it was probably less offensive.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of anti-Semitism rolling around.
Yeah.
These
so
days.
I wanted to give a little support to the Jewish people. You know what I'm saying? We can all disagree about the leadership, but the people, man, there's a lot of people getting some shit. Plus, there's some shit going on, Palestine.
That's true. That's true.
Israel. So I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it, Gaza, yeah. I love you. Palestine,
So you're Modest Thomas?
Yeah.
Modest Thomas.
Love Israel.
Modest Yahoo.
Modest Yahoo.
Yeah. Peace be with you. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Dude.
I'm just going to say I am dressed up, actually. I am the ghost of podcast past.
Oh, yeah. There we go, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
That's spooky. Yeah, I mean,
well, you do have. Do you have a cast on your leg yet?
No, just wrapped.
Oh,
Chris broke his ankle. I thought I broke my leg my foot today.
Yeah, I caught the tail end. I was changing.
The doctor said severely sprained.
Oh wow, that's cool, dude.
I tore ligaments and shit. And
would you fall down some stairs, man?
No, I fucking stepped out
of
the back.
You got pushed.
By a ghost.
Did he? Can I ask, was it another rock? Did you trip on a rock this time? You didn't throw your back out, but you just fucking tore your shit up?
It wasn't a rock, but just as fucking pathetic.
Well, what happened?
Oh, no.
It was the ledge leading into the bay door of a warehouse. So it was a 3-inch ledge.
So it was just a fucking normal walk.
Yeah. I wasn't walking in. I wasn't walking in and I just, there's a ledge and I stepped on it weird and I hurt myself. I was getting out of my van and carrying a package. And when I got out of the back, I stepped down and I stepped right on that fucking ledge and just folded my fucking shit.
Did you cry?
I did. It did bring a tear to my eye.
Good for you, man.
It fucking hurt, dude. I remember when I shattered, when I broke my other foot, like, and I got plates in my foot and shit.
Yeah.
Initially, it hurt that bad.
Yeah, wow. Dude. I broke my foot, and that does not feel
good. So I immediately thought that my shit's broke.
Yeah. So it's just sprain?
Heavily sprained.
High sprain?
Yeah. Okay. It's like it's wrapped right now, and like the swelling is going up my leg.
Okay. Well, hey, man.
Hey, rice. You got to rest it, ice it, compress it, and elevate it. You know,
peace to you. And
you guys can't see it, but he grabbed my hand just now, and he stroked my hand.
God's with you, man. You know what I'm saying? He'll heal you.
Okay.
I don't want you to be healed. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you wake up tomorrow. You just feel like
I doubt it. I can't really move it.
I mean, it's spraying. That's true, man. That's true. Anyways, happy Halloween, guys. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, hopefully Halloween. Your leg gets better soon, dude.
Man, it's that day. I'm off today, tomorrow. I'm going to go out with the kids tomorrow. It's exciting.
Oh, are you off tomorrow now?
Yep, I'm off tomorrow.
Yes, fuck
sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll hobble along with you, probably.
Well, I can
bring a scooter, dude.
Yeah, we can get a bicycle for him.
Yeah.
Maybe I can find a wheelchair or something, you know, we could push you around. That could be just your costume.
Oh, yeah.
You're just a cripple.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I could do that.
You should get a fat suit, dude.
I should. Ooh,
Lieutenant Dan, dude. Just put your legs under you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I should get
one of those cloaks.
A...
You know, those cloaking blankets that hide,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, dude.
Disappear, dude.
I could even do something simple where I could just get one of those, like, movie action, those things. What are they called?
Oh, yeah, like a director's chair. Like a yeah.
Yeah, and then just, like, write Jackass on it. Like, I'm from Jackass.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing tomorrow, Greg?
You know, it's going to be pouring down rain where we're at. Fun. You know, as fun. You guys know, every Halloween in Washington is fucking miserable. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We're probably still going to go out and try to get some candy.
Sure, sure. Just to be fair, though, it is raining right now here.
It is raining.
Yeah. We're actually supposed to get a thunderstorm tomorrow, possibly.
Ooh.
Which will be kind of fun. You know what I'm saying? Bring the spook in. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta bring
that electricity.
There's supposed
in.
To be lightning and yeah, that's what you said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you get that.
Okay. Don't dress up any metal, you guys. No, don't bring any
I'm
metal.
I'm just
with
gonna
you.
Be a knight in shining armor and hope something happens.
Yeah.
I'm also gonna carry on a grounding rod. So.
Oh, sweet, dude.
It'll spark your leg straight. Yeah.
I am healed. It just comes out as toad.
Feel the power within.
Oh, that's great, dude. Hey, man. It's cool, dude. I'm excited about it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so today, I don't know what we're going to really chat about. You text everybody. At least you texted and said you wanted to do some spooky stuff.
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
Keep it lighthearted.
It's Hallow's Eve.
Hallow's Eve.
We can just, like, talk about ghostly stuff. Or we could, like, I mean, you said you got some, like, ghost videos
You said you wanted to talk about that.
I found a fucking little short story we could read to you guys. Or I could read to you guys.
A short story.
Please don't.
Yeah, like a short.
Please don't read a story.
What is this about?
I don't know. It's a fucking creepy.
Are me and Greg like children? Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm not just reading to you. I'm reading to.
How long is this story? He
know,
busts out
only...
a whole fucking novel.
No,
I can see
it's
it now.
It's literally just... only a couple paragraphs long.
God, these rabbi beards are itchy as motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Can't even drink a drink. You know what I'm saying? How do you do it? Yeah, no, well, dude.
I mean, do you want to start out with some videos? Do we got some scary videos?
Yeah, well, no, I got a couple UFO ghost videos. I got a couple ghost ones. I was kind of thinking about when you texted me, and I was like, okay, well, you know, we've done a lot of ghost stuff. Some of it's bullshit. But the ones that always get me the most, and I talked to you about this the other day. Maybe it was a week or two ago, but I've been wanting to go to Gettysburg, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like I went. I did go.
Wait.
I did go when I was younger.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. In Pennsylvania. We were there, but I want to go now because like the hauntings in Gettysburg are insane, dude. Like
I've heard a lot about them actually.
Yeah, because how many people died? You know what I mean? It's so many people that died. And there's some like pretty one of my favorite pieces of evidence, ghost evidence, is from Gettysburg. It's an old video. I do have it, but it's the one where they're you see the apparitions running through the hills.
Yeah, dude. Those ones are trippy.
That's trippy as fuck, bro. So I was I brought a couple of those. There's a couple newer ones. That one's a little bit old. I also have the one with where Charlie Kirk's with his pilot.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the orb. And it's a long video, but it's interesting, man.
But a lot of it's kind of, I've seen part of it, and most of the video I've seen like is just him talking to the pilot.
You can see it in the background, though.
Yeah.
It's just like a light in the sky. Okay. But the pilot was like, it's not showing up on radar. They show the radar. He's like, dude, this thing is like elevated. It's circling. It's doing circles. So it's there's some, if you listen to it more, it's more audio than visual. You can definitely see the thing come and go. But it's a little interesting, man. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, he's a person that obviously has a pretty damn good sized platform. But yeah, that was, I thought that was interesting hearing the pilot talk about like the, you know, how high it is. And he's like, I, you know, I've seen stuff like this, but not like this. It's like circling around, you know what I mean? So it's kind of spooky, you know? And Greg, you don't have anything?
No, I don't have anything. All right. We can just watch what you got, dude.
Just along for the ride.
Hey, we're just here. We're here for it, dude.
We're here just like, we're just doing it tonight.
Well, you know, we obviously all have our own stories, which we've talked about in nauseam sometimes on this podcast, but we all have our own ghost stories. You know what I'm saying? Like me and Greg have one at my old house. We don't need that. You know, a lot of you already know those ones, but so I already believe in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people may not. That's cool. I definitely believe in this shit. Ghosts. Would you say ghosts more than aliens or vice versa, Greg? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think definitely like ghosts / spirits, whatever, like spiritual remnants, you know, like multidimensional, right? And like, I think like the dimensional thing could fit in with aliens too. You know what I mean? Maybe ghosts are aliens, you know?
It absolutely could. Plus, we also have some listeners that have amazing stories. All right. There's some, you know, just over the years.
Oh, yeah. Whitney's fucking house. Man. Being demonic.
Man.
Ugh.
Let's see here. All right. You got my TikTok up? We'll just start with those. We'll start with that shit. These are some of my favorites. These are some of my picked out. Okay. And what's crazy about this, so as you're pulling it up here, what's crazy about the Gettysburg is like all the different areas and different times. You know, this one video, I think, is 20 plus years old. There's some that are newer, but the actual apparitions look similar.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like the way that they present themselves
looks
similar. So if you go to the Gettysburg 2001.
This one? No, 2001. That one right there. Okay.
This is the OG. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the most compelling videos.
Gettysburg OG.
So this is what? 23 years ago, man. So this has been all over TV and everything, but this is the one where
wrong button.
Clearly, dude.
Here we go. They're right next to each other.
I know. This one has been circulated a lot, but this is one of my favorites. And so there's, I believe it's a family filming in Gettysburg, and they're seeing some lights here. And you know, this right here is a hillside with some trees.
Okay.
And so you'll kind of see what's going on here, man. It's interesting.
A little bit. There you go.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
And there's some sound. You can hear him talking.
Come moving there. No, there's a motorcycle.
It's on the left side here.
Are they Chinese?
No.
Oh, see,
I don't see nothing down.
Now, you'll see him cross the middle to the right.
Honey. There's another spot.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a human being.
Watch, though. You'll see him going up the side of the hill.
What is that?
Watch.
True.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And there's more. Whoa. There's more.
He's moved it, right?
It's like a whole troop, dude.
Right there.
Watch and see. There's one that looks like it has like a lantern.
Oh, it's like it almost like keeps repeating itself. Or
yeah, it's
like
a whole line
of like a
soldiers.
Platoon.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Isn't it those people?
I think that's people.
I just saw a person scratch his ass.
How many apparitions were there? More than I have teeth, sir.
You see that? I think that's people.
I think I saw three.
That ain't water. That's squirt.
That's pretty cool, though. It's cool how it like came up to the top of the hill right here, and then they all like would turn and then like backtrack up the other side.
Yeah, dude. It's an interesting video, man. And this one, like I said, this one has been around for a long time. I've never seen anything where it's debunked. You know what I'm saying? None of that shit. I've never seen any of that. What's interesting is you can see what looks like a human figure. But did you see how those look? That's what I want to start with, because the other videos that I have, it's the same look.
Yeah.
How
like
it's
the,
see-through.
The misty looking.
Yeah, but very. Yeah. But you can see the shoulders almost. Okay, so let's just go on to the next one, man. Let's just roll down this list, bro. Because Gettysburg to me is so fascinating, man. It's so fascinating. So the. This first one, let's do this one. So the first one actually is the same video. This one's just edited as far as like they zoom into the specific area.
Mm-hmm.
But these two gentlemen were told by, just to kind of, because they cut this part out, they were told by the patrol there, what's it called, like the parks and rec dudes, that this particular area is an extreme hot spot for apparitions. So they go there and they spend about 30 minutes there. And so the video kind of fast forwards and it says 20 minutes later, and then they catch this. So go ahead and play this. But look how this looked compared to the other ones that we just watched.
All right, we're here in Gettysburg, just before the 150th. Where should I stop?
Right between the guns here.
Pull off here.
Am I trying to stop something here?
Yeah.
So there's activity here before, but...
Very blurry.
So let's stay here for a while.
Yeah, so we can... You'll see.
Film the camera.
A lot of troops left in here.
See what happens.
Yeah, clearly somebody walking, right?
Oh, yeah. You can see a full body, like...
Looks like a coat,
yeah, the head,
too.
The arms. But it was hiding. Like, it was looking
so
at him.
So, now, stop this one. Go to the original video. Just because I know, Greg, you said it was blurry. The original is not. It's just I did this one because it was zoomed in.
This one?
Yeah, and go fast forward about halfway or three quarters of the way. Because it's like a two-minute video. We don't need... Yeah, just go, like, right here. Yeah, right here. So, you'll see this is actually a fairly clear video, and you can see it's just not zoomed in. As soon as it says 20 minutes passes.
Holy crap. Right there. Nobody can. You see that?
Oh, what is that?
Holy shit.
It's the same video.
Oh, my God.
That's just the head. Here it comes through the...
No way.
Yeah, dude, I
what
feel
is
like
that?
This
I have no
spot
friggin'
is
idea.
Famous.
Yes, it is famous, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
So, yeah, Greg,
I've seen
you're right.
Other videos of, like, other people, like, women in the car, yeah. Like, they're... There's a lot of videos of that spot.
Yep.
I don't know what those two cannons always there.
Yep. Yes. That's like a landmark.
They're just kind of like a decoration. For
and that's
the
what the
area.
That's what the skate park guy was saying was that this was an extreme hot spot. I got like three more. You
okay.
good? You good? Because I put these together because when you said that you wanted to do, I was like, fuck yeah, dude. I've been wanting to talk about these for a while because I think it's interesting that they're all different times. You know what I'm saying? Like these are all different years. Okay, a collection. But they all have the same vibe, bro. So if you go to the next video, this one is to the far right. Yeah, let's do this one here. Fuck the music. Yeah, the music on this one. But this one has the same thing where you can see these apparitions kind of like walking across a field. Okay. You could cut the music, though, bro.
I kind of like it.
You see him?
Yeah.
It's like another troop.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yep.
Interesting,
what
right?
The fuck?
Okay, and then
I feel like I'm on the Titanic. I'm going to reveal my breast.
I know. Like I need to throw out the jewel in the ocean. You know what I'm saying?
I'll give you a jewel.
Paint me, Leonardo.
Yeah.
The family jewels.
Yeah, the family jewels, man. I make these jewels daily. You know what I'm saying? Skip the next one and go to skip that one. Go to this one. This is another shot from Gettysburg, 2009.
Oh.
And this is what seems to be like soldiers crossing the road here, dude.
Why'd the spirit cross the road?
Get to Gettysburg.
What the fuck?
Don't they all look the same?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tell me. They don't all look the same. They are like the epitome of a ghost apparition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like what you think of what an apparition should look like based off of movies and what people say.
Did I wonder what would happen if you walked through that? Like, what would that feel like?
I don't know if you get like an energy rush, man.
Right? Like, if you've seen one and
or a drain, like an energy drain, you know?
Would they even show up? Like, if you instead of just standing this far away and filming that, if you just went down there and stood and let them walk through you,
would they though?
Would you see them?
Yeah. Would you? Well, would you? Maybe, but would they even?
I wonder what it would feel like to them. What if they're like, you know?
Well, it would depend. It would depend if they're like an intelligent, like spirit haunting.
See, I don't think these are.
Or if it's like those kind of spirits that are like stuck on a loop
residual.
And they're just kind of
residual.
Yeah,
I think that these are residual. I really do. I think Gettysburg mostly is residual. Now, some of the ghost hunters and other places have been to the homes and shit.
Yeah.
And there's I remember there being some actual communication. But a lot of these war, like battlefield ones, seem residual. Just like they're going through the motion of what they were supposedly doing at the time. Crossing the road,
there
going
was
up the hill.
There was one, Ghost Adventures. Or is it Ghost Adventures?
Well, I mean, there's a couple different ones.
No, it's it's the one where that kid that was the camera guy on Ghost Adventures.
Oh,
Destination Fear?
Destination Fear, dude. Yeah.
They went to some, I don't remember where it was, but it was some war base or something. It was a base. And you could see like the city off in the distance, and they were like on this little island area, and they were on like this in this fort.
Yep.
And they were down inside of it, and they could hear, all of a sudden they heard like gunshots and stuff going off.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck?
That was Ghost Adventures, dude.
Was it Ghost Adventures?
Yeah, that was the Ghost Adventures show where they were like in Gettysburg, and you could clearly hear just cannons. Yeah.
No, they weren't in Gettysburg. No, they were at like a fort.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Greg. I know what you're talking about. And that was fucking gnarly as fuck. I remember that. But I remember what you're talking about too. It was like a bunker.
Yeah, thing. They were down inside of a bunker that was on this island fort.
Yeah, it wasn't Gettysburg though.
And then they heard that shit, and then they're like, "We gotta go fucking check this out." So they ran up above and was like in this like field area, and they're like listening for it, and nothing was happening. Nothing was happening. They stood out there for a little while, and they're like, "What the hell?" And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 like more cannons and shit were going off. Like it was a reoccurring war that was happening.
Yeah. 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 Scary. It's perfect atmosphere.
It's weird that sounds could be like a residual haunting.
Well, I mean, yeah, that one, I do have one with sound that is specific sound, but that is interesting, the audio. But then again, it's like, why would there not be? Because you hear voices.
Yeah, that's true.
You hear voices, you know, and they say that's residual, and
so maybe just the sound waves themselves are like imprinting on.
But like, it's you're talking Earth. About a battle, which is the perfect place for a ghost, right? Because you know, you talk about murder scenes and like the energy that is left behind because of the. But like, battle is like, what is more fear driven, right? Like, all these people are like hungry, starving. A lot of them, especially in this era. Fear, like the most fear, right? That you could die at any minute.
Mm-hmm.
People are body parts everywhere, seeing people getting blown up, like all those feelings and energy that happens in that field. It's not shocking that something's left behind with it, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
yeah,
we're all just kind of like a digital imprint in the planetary.
Yeah.
Well, it makes you wonder, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Really, like, could you get trapped here, or is this another life that people are living in a different dimension? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just there's multiple dimensions living simultaneously.
Or is there, like, layers to your soul or, like, your energy? You know what I'm saying? Like, can you leave back the residual but move your soul forward? You know what I mean? Like, is that possible to have? Because that's the one thing about these figures, and I do have a couple more, but that's the one thing is you can't tell who they are.
Yeah.
It's just figures, right? Like, I'm sure it's somebody specific, but you don't
know.
You just
left an impression.
It's an impression. It's just like a silhouette, you know what I'm saying, of a person rather than an actual identity of a person.
Yeah, but then what about the ones where they see apparitions and they see, like, detailed, this is who that fucking is?
That's interesting. That's for sure.
Well, I guess that would be right back to where, like, you're just trapped here.
Yeah. That might be.
Who knows?
Let's go. I got a couple more, man. Let's do a couple more of these real quick. Because I want to do that sound one. I think that one's really interesting as well. But
okay, I got to go check. My son said he had to take a shit. So
oh, wow.
I'm going to go check in real quick.
So let's do this. So
you guys watch it. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we won't do the audio one. We'll wait on that. This one right here is another one that they're hiding behind a tree.
The spirits are?
Yeah. And you can see them like peek out and wait a second, then go across, like they're waiting for like the fire to stop, or they're checking for, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about a civil war scene. You're behind the tree and you're like looking around and making sure that no one's around so you can cross the field. That's the vibe I'm getting on this one.
Okay. Let's see. Let's check this out. Well, that's way too big. Hold on. Okay.
That's it.
Look at that orb up in the tree.
Watch this one. This next one really pops out.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he's sneaking, dude.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if that's like. Does it keep going?
I think
is that it?
No, well, there's more, so. Oh, yeah, you see it over there.
Oh, yeah.
This is actually the beginning, I think, of that video that I had earlier.
Oh, it's so weird when they disappear.
It's so weird, but coming out of the tree like that.
That one doesn't even look like to me. Did you see the beginning of this, Greg?
I did not.
Watch this. We'll watch.
How'd you know I was back?
I could hear you going moaning and groaning.
I know, I'm just kidding. That wasn't me, that was a video.
This one right here is really bizarre. How it kind of peeks around. Right here. You see its leg?
Yeah. It's like it's crawling out of the ground, dude.
That's what I was going to say. It doesn't even look like it's peeking around. It's coming straight up out of the fucking ground.
It's a zombie, dude. It's a zombie. It's a fucking Civil War zombie.
Dude, when you guys are done, like, how many videos do you have, dude?
I got one more.
Do you have a link you can send me and I'll play it?
Yeah, it's bookmarked.
Okay. We'll just do this last one here. This last one is not visual. This is audio. And I have shown Chris this before. It's long.
This one?
Yeah. But what this one is so there's, I want to say that the recording of this, there's a lot of like recording noise. So just bear with that part of it. But you can hear mid video, you can start hearing the sound of music. And then you start hearing the drums. You start hearing and it's echoing, like it sounds like they're getting ready for war. Right? So go ahead and play this, and you could even start this one like halfway through, honestly. Okay, just give it a second.
Was an orb. I seen it.
Well, that was. Now listen.
That was a horse.
You hear the. Listen. It'll get louder. No, the drums come, though. Just wait for the drums.
Wow.
You hear that shot?
No way.
What was that? That fucking orb.
No, those are fireflies, bro.
Oh, okay.
Nope, those are ghosts, too.
Tell me that's not. Wild.
That's fucking crazy.
Wild.
The music, that brings a whole nother creepy level.
Yeah, like tensions, because you're like, this is them marching to fucking because
when you watch,
battle.
not just that, but every time you watch any kind of scary movie or anything, there's always some kind of eerie fucking music that's going on while it's about to happen. But then this is actual ghosts playing music.
And if you look at the comments, it's you know, there's one here. I was at Gettysburg a few years ago and heard drums being played at 3 a.m. It was crazy. Like, so I have to go.
Isn't
here.
3 a.m. like I have the to witching go hour?
Yeah.
It is, dude.
But I have to go here because. A, I love ghosts. I love the idea of it. But like the everybody that goes, I have a lot of family in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my mom's side is from Pennsylvania. Many have been to Gettysburg, obviously. And they just say that the feeling that you get as soon as you arrive there, it's very heavy. It's very like you know something terrible happened there, like that energy of it. And then to see something like this or even possibly see something like this would be insane. Or hearing drums, like that's fucking nutty, bro.
If I was there and I hear their and then
it's those drums up,
it'd be fucking crazy. It almost make you think you were just hearing things, like, but it just kept going.
But it's like sad too. That's the other thing, is like the sadness behind it, because you know, like, just how many people died. There's a person, and I want to get to your video, but there's a person that took video or pictures from the Civil War in Gettysburg. Where the bodies are laying across ground, then they splice it with what it looks like now. So half of it's like the bodies, and you can see like the modern shit, you know. Like,
oh yeah,
and it's just eerie.
Well, the whole area hasn't really changed.
No, and a lot of the rock and stuff is all there, but like obviously there's some buildings and stuff that maybe were or weren't there before. But it's just weird to know that all that ground was covered with just fucking death. You know what I'm saying?
The rivers ran red.
Man.
Dude, traumatic. Like, imagine what Europe must be like
with World War II. Dude. Yeah, some of those areas.
They probably see ghosts every day, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be crazy downtown. Like to get stories from like maybe people that like backpack through Europe or something, if they've ever seen or heard anything along their way.
Like, what would it be like to stay the night in like Auschwitz or something, you know, like where you're just like the most terrible place on earth, you know what I'm saying, where people just were not just killed in war, but like tortured and fucking like There has to be something.
Yeah. Japanese, like, detainment camps and stuff.
Oh, my gosh, dude. All right, man. Let's see it, Greg. Let's see what we got. Yeah, so what is this a collection of?
Well, so, honestly, I haven't watched the whole thing. It was just on, like, USA Today or something.
Hmm. Okay.
There was a collage. I bookmarked, a paranormal activity caught in, like, a courthouse in India where there's a bunch of, like, just shit flying around.
Hmm.
But let's go to that collage on USA Today. I think that's what it was. I don't know.
I think you're on the wrong. I think you're on the wrong page.
Yeah, you might have saved to the
wrong. Oh, motherfucker! God damn it! I'm gonna have to.
God damn it! God.
Here, I'll send you a link then. How about that?
Okay. Just email.
How about that? Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
Catch me outside, ghost.
Dude, I actually just I heard something about that. How about that girl?
Yeah.
I looked it up. Did you know she's a millionaire, like a multimillionaire?
Oh, yeah, dude.
She has so much
money. Ever since that fucking Dr. Phil episode, she's been nothing but filthy rich.
She still has so
much. Well, no. It was years after that when she got her OnlyFans. She made like over like $3 million or something in 24 hours.
Yeah, dude, you knew that was going to be, she would do that. Of course she would. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Once she hit age, she was like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, of course she would. I mean, I don't approve of it, but damn, dude. A lot of money.
Danielson sends us a Rumble rant. Says pizza cutter video for old time sake per Cassie.
Yeah, the pizza cutter.
I don't even know where that video is.
Yeah, dude.
That was a weird video.
I wish we could have found the video of the ghost that we think was a ghost that we caught. That would have been a good Halloween video. I mean, whatever it did, dude, it did something like that. I can't remember, but.
All right, so there's the first one. I just sent it over to you. I'll try to bookmark the other ones that I found.
There it is.
We're watching that.
Here's the first one.
Is that a ghost? These Ring cameras use captured some spooky sights and sounds. Ring cameras, it's a thing, dude.
That's true.
There's a lot of video from these things.
Let's see here. What do we got here?
So some orbs.
That's a jelly bean. Okay.
Big old blob orb.
Oh,
that was interesting.
Poltergeist!
Box being pushed around?
Wind.
Look at this one. Black mask, okay, dude.
That one's actually that's pretty good, dude. That's a pretty good one.
Someone was having a drink when they heard motion at the front door. Watch this. Some dude.
That's Jason.
Literally, like, with a trench coat on. He comes in, just sits in her chair, dude.
Oh, what the? Whoa.
See, I feel like that's fake. That one has to be fake.
That's got to be fake.
Yeah, I feel like that was, like, some edited stuff right there.
Preschool in Colorado.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the music's really cheesy.
Yeah, okay.
It's great. It adds a little something.
That's not bad.
The one, and then, I don't know what the first one is.
It's a jelly bean.
I don't know if that's like, I feel like
it looks like a floating Zumba, doesn't it?
A little bit, dude.
A little. I feel like that one's like a lens flare. Because you look at the wall, look back here. See these lights?
Yeah.
Wherever those, whatever is making that light.
But those are stationary. What's moving to make that lens flare move?
Well, I mean.
You know, I mean, that's what I would have to.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's a big ass orb, dude.
This
one's bright
too.
This one's weird,
dude. Yeah, because
this one almost looks like it has a hole in it. Like there's an entrance.
That looks like a fucking
floating moon.
That looks like an egg in a woman, dude. It's being impregnated. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so get out of this one. Go to the next one. The next one is it's a courthouse in India, and it's kind of dull for the first 30 seconds, but it's like a good build up, dude. Okay.
Okay.
Because it's like, wait, what's happening here? What's going to happen? Ooh.
I'm okay with this, man.
Paranormal activity in a courthouse in India.
Okay.
Whoa.
You might have to turn the sound up there, Chris.
It's up.
Okay.
I won.
Can you zoom
it?
Can you zoom it out a little bit so you can see the whole scene?
So what do we?
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Hold on. Before it just switched this in. Did these screens flicker?
Yeah, they flickered.
Just play. Watch.
Oh, sorry.
They flickered.
Okay. Nothing happening. Oh, I heard. Oh! Oh!
The chair's rolling down the hallway,
that
everybody.
That guy said, fuck that chair. Oh.
Another chair.
Oh, they're just throwing chairs around.
Damn, okay.
But you don't see anything in this one. Like, they're, the other ones are like apparitions, and this one's just like.
It's just poltergeist.
Just poltergeist activity.
Man, they have a thing for these chairs.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they're easy to move. They got wheels.
Not a lot of energy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what else there is. I haven't watched this whole thing.
I'm going to guess a chair. Oh, screen.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Screen just flickered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there, this one flickered.
Oh!
Okay. Okay.
Is this fake? We're getting some fake shit.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No, but that's if you were in that room and you seen every monitor in the fucking room. Well, how many monitors are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 8, 12, 16, like 50 monitors right there. And they all just start flashing at you.
Yeah. Ooh, at the same time. Go 1 minute and 40 seconds. Maybe a little bit before that. This is pretty intense. Okay. Showing different screens here.
Got about 10 seconds. I want a will.
I want a will. Ooh. Something's opening.
All right, here we go. This is the part.
What the fuck? Oh, something's in that window right there.
Yeah.
What is the noise?
Like a door handle maybe going back and forth?
Oh, something's back there.
Yeah, there's something.
Oh.
Slams the door.
It almost sounds like a copy machine or something just going on.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. Fuck this file. Not doing that.
Yeah. You're not getting your fucking will. Get out of here. This coast quits.
I fucking quit.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I fucking hate this paperwork.
I've been stuck in this office forever.
So that's where the paper came out of that door. So that's where that was.
Oh shit.
Whoa.
That was like aggressive.
Where the fuck did that come from? That was more
papers. I don't know. It was like a hanging file.
I don't know.
This what ghost was fucked over by this place.
Oh, yeah. This is disgruntled.
I think I know what happened.
Door slam.
He's going to rip it.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
God, that's so loud.
Oh.
Yeah, that was definitely a machine.
Oh.
Ah. Oh, yeah, you can see the kind of the black mass there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Could you imagine showing up to this the next day?
Yeah, you fire that person at close.
Yeah.
Guaranteed there's going to be one person. Hell? It's just destroyed all kinds of shit.
Dude, I think that one of those call centers that steal all your money.
Mm.
And the ghost came back. They lost everything, committed suicide. They came back, found the call center in India. Yeah. I just need your ID identification, sir.
I guarantee there's one person in that office that they walk in the morning and they blame it on every
time. For sure, dude. Abby's down, dude. You know what I mean?
Fucking Carl!
Yeah. This is the fifth time!
Carl's working late, drunk again.
It's all that street food, that Indian street food, man. It's making you crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, it's the bugs. It's the bugs and the juice, you know?
I don't know if that's real or not, but that was good. I actually enjoyed
that. If that wasn't real, that's very elaborate.
Very elaborate. Yeah. But there was a couple parts in there that made me think that it probably was real. That one where it threw it against the ceiling and then the paper's like stuck to the ceiling there.
Oh, yeah.
Like hanging from the light
that
area.
That was very forceful.
That was really, like, yeah. Some of that would be very good. It'd take a lot of effort to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not something you'd just be able to set up in the office after everyone leaves real quick. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would take some, like, preparation. That's, like, movie.
Unless they're all in on it, bro. Like, this is India. You know, like, we don't know. Like, were they all in on it? This is,
the
like,
whole office?
Yeah, but maybe they did it and said, hey, man, we could promote our business and put out this video. We could all do this together collectively, and it gets spread across the whole world.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's a chance.
That video has, like, what, 200 views? Mm.
Yeah,
well, that makes it more.
Yeah, but where was it originally? It's got 200 views on that account, but where was it posted originally?
Oh, gotcha.
True, that's true. Because I like that.
That security footage didn't look very high quality.
It's unsettling. You know what I'm saying? It's unsettling.
What the ghosts would do that to office, or that, like, there's ghosts that are that pissed off?
It's like they were building up the energy to do it. It's like fucking chairs, and then they're like yes, and then they're like fucking papers. And then it got to the point where they started turning the machines on. You know what I'm saying?
What if it was like a disgruntled employee that got so out of control in this building's past that they had to, like, the police came and they had to, like, put him down?
Oh.
And then now his spirit just what was the word?
Reenactment?
Not reenact. Residual?
Residual.
Now he residually haunts this place.
That wouldn't be residual.
And though. He just, as he's getting pissed off, he just repeats everything he did before he got off.
No, see, residual doesn't affect the surroundings that it's in. Like, that's why they walk through walls and shit, because things have changed. That's true. So this would be an intelligent haunting if it was real. Yeah. You should look at those documents, though. Figure out why'd he throw those.
Yeah, why that? Yeah, because that papers. One that was in the filing cabinet, he picked that one out specifically.
I think so. I want you to be scared. Raw. You know? I like that. Dude, I like that.
There's a lot of just like strange shit moving here. I'm going to save another video. This one's like in a kitchen. You got like some canola oil rolling around by itself.
Canola oil?
I don't know. Some sort of oil.
The kitchen ones.
Stay away from the canola oil.
I struggle with those because I feel like people set those oil. Up. Like the kitchen ones. I feel like they're always set up.
Yeah.
Even if they're not, I feel like they always are. You know what I mean? Did you send the link or did you save it on the bookmarks?
I just bookmarked it.
Yeah, we're gonna.
So you just got to refresh a little bit.
Oh, boom.
And it's like, why would you be filming this section of the kitchen? I don't know, but.
Yeah, did you bookmark it on the wrong page?
It's not showing up.
Should be on the right one, dude.
Because we're just left with the same.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, fuck, I don't know where it was.
You just saved it to somebody else's page. Like,
no, it's not on mine.
Oh, did they?
I don't think.
Did it get deleted because it was too real?
It was too risque.
This is too real.
It's too real.
I'll try to find it again.
All right. While he's looking for that, man. Are you going to look for it?
I don't know.
Ghost kitchen?
Here, I got it.
Okay.
Let me... Bookmarka. Actually, no, I don't have it. Oh, what? Yep. Yeah, here we go. Okay, bookmarked. Okay. Sorry. Right. Good old prepping for the show worked out real good.
Oh, here it is. Oh, okay.
It's all good.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
This is a commercial kitchen. This is not just a home kitchen.
Okay.
I sell that very mixer at my work.
Emilio! More oil! Emilio, pick up that oil!
Ooh, that does move very weird.
That moves weird.
Right?
This like part right here. So when it goes forward and then goes and then spin, yeah, that moves very weird.
You could have a string attached to it.
Nope.
And the spinning you could accomplish too.
How?
Even if it could have started spinning on its own.
No, right here.
But the one that's weird is when it goes backwards.
Mm.
So from this position right here, you could have a string to it and you could like be pulling it. But it, because it came from here and went backwards first, that's weird. Know what I mean?
That one's interesting.
Is it, does that make sense?
Yeah, but I just, I feel like the momentum of the bottle makes that very interesting. It seems like it doesn't burn out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for lack of a better term, it kind of spins before it moves. Like, it's moving, you know what I mean? Like, quickly spinning and then kind of catches. Yeah, that's it.
Mm. Yeah, that's a weird one.
That's interesting.
I mean, I'd be freaked out if I was in that kitchen. And then it comes launching back out at you.
Yeah. That's some dirty ass looking oil though, man.
I bookmarked this one. Remember this a while ago where this security guard just gets up and he's like treating this person like welcoming them into this hospital or something, right?
This is a great video, bro.
This is a good
one. Then there's like no one there, right?
Yeah, he is actually acting like he's having to like talk to someone and direct them in the building.
Yeah. And the camera just doesn't see anything there.
Yeah. No,
there's another crazy. Similar one here.
Right, this guy's working there at that desk. Yep. The door's open. You don't see anybody walk through. He's gets like, up.
Oh, hey, oh, yeah, come through.
Unleashes
here.
The belt.
Yeah.
He has his little check, like, you know,
dude.
This could have been set up, though, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, could have been, I guess.
Could trigger somebody, have somebody trigger the doors.
Huh.
And he's just walking them, and he gets, like, a wheelchair. Like, come on, dude. Like, he's like, get in here. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's bizarre.
Yeah, this one's at a hospital, I think, or something, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. At 3:26 a.m.
Yeah.
11:11. Whoa. Okay.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to open this up a little more here. Whoop. Bring this down. When the door is open... there's no one there. So I don't know how someone could have triggered it from, you would have seen them on the outside. So you walked from the
outside. I wonder if he has a button that can trigger those doors, you know? He's security, you know? I don't know.
Maybe. It'd be interesting to see, like, what name, if he wrote down their name while he was, like, because he had this clipboard and was writing something down. What did you write? What did the spirit tell you?
This one here, man. I'm going to send this to you real quick here. Because this is a similar one, but this one was actually on a TV show.
Well, like the same kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a security guard at a table at the entrance of a building, and he sees like an orb, and this guy actually spoke on a TV show about this. He's like, bro, I don't know what the fuck, like I saw it like clear as day. So he's just watching, you know, watching his monitors, like a hospital or some shit. Check this one.
Motherfucker decided to show itself again.
Yeah.
See it?
Watch.
Oh, yeah, you can see it right here.
It's but watch him.
Though. I looked at it like, okay. I'm like, okay. So I hesitated, so I just threw
that is a real reaction, bro. I'm serious. That's a real reaction.
Throws a paper at it.
Go back real quick. Go back. That initial... okay, that initial reaction to me is so genuine because it's not over the top.
It's faint, though.
But watch him. He goes,
oh fuck.
Right here. This like, what the fuck, man?
I'm like, okay. So I hesitated, so I just threw something because I didn't know what to do.
I threw the something.
You know?
I hesitated, so I threw the something.
Over my head, though, for some reason.
Came over his head.
But I was like, you know what? I'm over there just talking shit.
You see his hands?
Yeah, I'm over there.
God damn.
He's like, man, quit fucking with me.
It is what it is. It showed up to me twice already. From the first video, but this time I guess it's getting used to me or something.
He's in Congress. Congress main entrance door.
Oh, interesting. This is a ghost of Nancy. Oh, this is fucking Ruth Bacon Cheeseburger.
I don't know what else it says over here, but
this is an older video though.
Yeah.
But like what's weird is you see what you see is like an apparition, quote unquote, which in some videos you would say, well, that could just be a bug, who knows, you know?
No,
but
that was a cloudy figure.
He sees it, bro. You know what I mean? Like, like he definitely sees that thing pass him.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a pretty genuine reaction, quite honestly.
He's going, oh, shit.
I feel like when you see people, like, screaming and doing, like, I just don't know that that's real. I think you'd be more, like, well, you remember, Greg, when we heard that noise, right? It wasn't like we were, like, fucking, we were just like, what is,
more
what the
like,
fuck is
more
this?
Like, standoffish but curious.
Yeah, like you're like trying to figure it out, trying to put the pieces together. Like, what am I seeing? What is that thing? And it's not like a, over the top fear.
Like the people that just like see something like that and then immediately just go, ah, and fucking scream. I feel like you got some other mental shit going on. Yeah, man.
It's not only that, but it's the people who are filming themselves in a position where you normally wouldn't be filming yourself. Like if you're in the bathroom in your underwear and you're brushing your teeth and you got a camera on you, like what the fuck are you doing?
That's true.
Is there more to this? There's like a minute left. Is it just show anything else or just fast forward a little bit and see? Or is he just?
I don't think so. I think it's just him and he's just talking.
He's talking to the fucking ghost. He's just like, man, quit fucking with me, bro.
He just goes back to work.
Could you
go back to work? Like, yeah, if you seen something like that and it startled you enough, you got up and threw something at it, and then you just sit back down and be like, what the fuck?
But he said he's seen it before, you know, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe, at this point he's like kind of comfortable with the situation, you know? It's possible.
I don't know how comfortable you always hear about the people that are like our boy Scotty Boy on Patreon. Like he says he thinks his grandma's haunting him or somebody's haunting him. And he's constantly has stuff happening in his house.
Yeah.
And I guess you could be comfortable with it at some point.
Yeah.
And you're just like, fucking knock it off.
Yeah. Like the bangs and creaks and shit. And you're like, all right.
I don't know. I don't think I could get comfortable with it. I've had stuff happen and seen stuff. And it didn't like scare me to the point where I needed to leave. But
you weren't
if it happened all the time, I'd be like, well, I don't know. I'm going to get out of here, I think.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Like, why? I mean,
if it was like, I guess, intimidating. That would be one.
Yeah, thing. That's true. I guess if it wasn't like you didn't feel threatened.
Yeah. I would just say, like, listen, if you're going to be here, fucking give me a back rub, dude. I'm fucking sore. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something productive. You know what I'm saying? I got dishes. Bitch, clean that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you got to do something. They should be able to do some dishes, right? You're giving them a place to stay.
Well, yeah, if they're going to be like poltergeists and shit.
They're giving
the house,
you a place to stay, Dave, okay?
No, I'm just
saying.
You're
in their house.
No, I'm saying I'm paying the bills now, okay? If you're going to live here, sweetheart, you got to do your thing. You know
Well,
I mean?
Where they come from, there are no bills.
Oh, that's
true.
You got to think about that. That is true, but, you know, that may be true to them, but they're here now. You know what I'm saying? You at least buy me some groceries.
Oh, look at this one. It says ghosts are residual consciousness energy of the deceased that remain in astral, I don't think that's how you say that. After a soul departs, like an echo.
Okay, that was a little deeper than it needed to be. But what's this?
It's just like a security camera or something that somebody has. And
you haven't seen this?
I just seen it just now. And then, like, I think it looked like somebody starts walking across the street. So it was like over here.
Oh yeah, okay.
Or here.
Yeah. The apparition.
Yeah. And you can see like kind of the arm swaying a little bit.
It's like a dress, dude.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
You know, that was just me in this costume.
But then I'm always like at the same time, like, I mean, that wouldn't be hard to make.
Well, so here's the thing. And I've seen this numerous times.
Even like the Gettysburg stuff, a part of me goes, it wouldn't be hard to make that.
There's just so much evidence of the same shit. That's what gets me.
Yeah.
Is there so much? But like, I've seen cams like this before. There's one that was circulating not that long ago, like Mexico, of a field, and it shows this like apparition moving across and it turns into a human that was like circulating.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is though, is like some of these cams, the way that they're set up and the frame rate and shit, like if you're moving at a certain speed, it's very blurry. And then when you slow down, it focuses back up and you're good. You know, some of those, I wonder if it's just the camera, you know what I'm saying? Like how fast were they moving? And it kind of has a transparent, even that one that we were watching, Greg, that you put on that clip where he's drinking the drink and shit.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. I wonder sometimes if that's not just like the frame rate of the cameras making him look, you know,
but wouldn't the cup be the same way?
Possibly. Yeah.
Because he picked up the cup.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I just feel like there's some camera shenanigans too with some of these things, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it. I don't know, but can we do the UFO shit? We do that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, dude. Let's do that.
The Charlie Kirk UFO. I want to kind of.
Do you have it?
Yeah, it's on my TikTok. It's that second row, very far right.
This one.
Yeah.
You're about to see him again.
Okay. Turn this down a little bit.
You can turn it down, but it's you guys definitely should check this out. if you, it's 5 minutes long, so obviously we're not going to play the entirety of it per se. But he shows, you know, like the radar.
Yeah, like the control panel on the radar and all kinds of shit.
But you'll see the light appear in the window, and then it disappears, and then it will reappear throughout the 5 minutes. It does it multiple times. But listen to what he's saying.
You're about to see him again. Just watch up above the horizon, and they're going to get really bright, and then they're going to go away. See them? There's two of them right there.
Oh,
no, that's just that's reflection.
Yeah, they just keep circling.
That's a reflection. You'll see them right there.
Oh, right there.
Yep.
And there's nothing on your radar right now?
No, there's nothing there. I can zoom out.
Now they're the light's going out.
They're gone.
Have you ever seen anything like that before?
A couple times in this area. But
we're flying over New Mexico?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Which is Roswell, which is where all those...
Correct. It's where all the weird stuff happens. They're going to go again.
And you'll see the light. You'll see the light pop back in. It does it multiple times throughout the five-minute video. Like
what do you think they are?
Logic would say satellites. But satellites go in a line.
Watch
these are like circling.
Are they like high-propulsion devices, you think?
I don't know.
Is that how
satellites that low?
No,
yeah,
he
they wouldn't be that.
No, he was
that
just
low.
Saying the logical explanation would be a satellite.
So whatever that is, it's got to be at 80,000.
Yeah, I'm just saying logically, satellites don't go that low.
Yeah, right? And he's saying it's that one's probably they're at 40,000.
They're at 100,000 feet.
They're about 80 to 100,000 feet. Look at here. You'll see it increase in light. Watch. See the light start to appear?
They're above
right
us.
Here.
Watch
it. Look, it's going to get really bright.
It'll get brighter. There it is.
The whole flight, I've been wanting to call you up here. I'm like, who's going to take a freeze?
I'm seeing it. But look, your radar would pick it up if it was an aircraft, right?
Yes. There's one below us at 8,000 feet. There's another one below us at 6,000 feet.
There's nobody out here.
200 miles. There's nobody.
Weird.
It's a little weird, man.
200 miles? That's the radius of that thing?
Well, he actually
that's
can...
That's a pretty damn good radius.
Yeah, and he said that he could zoom out. Actually,
well, that and he can see... He could see there was one 6,000 feet below him. So not only can it go out, it goes up and down
up
also.
Up and down, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. Now, the reason why it's interesting, obviously, Charlie Kirk, you know, everybody knows, at least a lot of the conservative movement knows who he is. And so to have him be a part of it filming this as well just gives a little more, like... You know, a little more like, oh, I know who this person is. They're not into UFOs. You don't really ever hear them talk about aliens and shit. This is not benefiting a political party or any of that garbage. You know what I'm saying? This is just a snapshot of something that he had took.
Yeah.
And it gives it a little bit more, you know, kind of real, like, okay, I can kind of buy into this. And you see it. You see it go and come. And the pilot, which, you know, I tend to, these guys fly a lot. I imagine these guys all fly quite a bit. And he said, I've seen this thing
a couple times in the same area
before.
Yeah.
But he's like, the logical explanation would be a satellite, but there's no way. This thing is circling. Satellites do not circle like that.
Well, that knew it. Like Greg said, it's way too low to be a satellite.
It's way too low. And like the fact that it's kind of moving in a circular form around something or around is not normal, man. That's just not normal.
So do you guys think like the UFO thing will be a government push? Like, do you buy in that it's like this government program and they're going to try to push it out like this threat?
I think it could be used as that. I don't think it is.
If they did, like if they were going to do that, they would use like these public influencers, right? Like Charlie Kirk, like people who have a large following.
Sure.
To push out that idea initially and be like, bro,
but
like,
then how,
these things are fucking real.
But then how would you create that to make it believable? Like how would you have
you'd actually have a craft, right? Like that's what I that's where, like, going back to ghosts versus UFOs and aliens, right?
Yeah,
I believe ghosts right now more than I believe in aliens, because I think if we do have craft that maybe we reverse engineered or whatever, right, I believe that people are flying those craft. I don't think that aliens are here flying those craft. That's just me.
Well,
until like we actually get more evidence of an actual physical alien being.
No, see, I think that's a pretty standard theory. I think a lot of people, there's a lot of people that think like we may have it, and we've, you know, engineered it to the point where we have humans flying it at this point. That's not unreasonable. The only thing that I would say that kind of throws that off a little bit is they're here, so they obviously can get here. You know, so if we had a piece of technology that we were able to break down and recreate, you know what I'm saying, or get right, means that they came here at some point. So if they had come here, why would they not still come here?
Yeah, or we just created it and it's so above and beyond. Because you know how, like, the iPhone was created years before it was released or something? Like, you know, when you have, like, these pieces of technology that the government is using for years, like the internet, and then they release it for the public to use.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where maybe this idea that, you know, the Project Blue Beam getting everybody afraid of an outside invader is something that they're going to try to pull to get everybody to.
I just think that's failed so miserably. If that's the plan, it's such a failure. Because I just don't feel like...
I don't even think it's launched yet, though. Like, I think they're in the initial setting up stage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I just feel like people have watched so much video on aliens, and some people don't give a shit, and that's totally cool, too. Like, some people just have no interest at all. But I'm saying for the average person who's into it a little bit or a lot, like, I just feel like you failed at making it, like, fearful. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really afraid of the idea of it. You know what I'm saying? I think it would be startling. Obviously, that would be a very, like, out of this world moment, for lack of a better word, right? Where you see something that shouldn't be here, that you would perceive to not be here. But the idea that we have a universe, I'm not talking about the flat earth shit or the fucking dome or anything. I'm just saying the idea that you have a giant universe and there's not things there is just wild in the first place. Like, there definitely is. And there definitely is probably something that has so much more technology than we do. So I respect your point on it too. I think that that's not even unrealistic at all. I want to believe that, like, there's no reason to think that they couldn't, you know what I mean? Like that it's there and they don't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be a scary thing. There's probably bad apples in the group, of course, just like we have bad apples. But
from like what I've, like, the research that I've done with the whole Strange Sauna stuff, the avenue of fallen angels makes way more sense now than UFOs.
I like, you know what I mean? Like, I like when you said fallen angels, you raised your eyebrow. I was like, oh.
You guys, you digging what I'm saying, bro?
I'm going,
the fucking fallen angels? Okay. Yeah. No, but like, if those were considered fucking aliens, you know what I mean? And they did have this, like, higher technology and they want to come back and be worshipped, that makes way more sense to me than just like, oh, some random willy-nilly alien race wants to help us out. You know what I mean? Like,
well, but see, that's the thing, I don't know that the idea is that they want to help us out. That's also a theory. You know, the idea that they want to preserve us and help us.
Cultivate us.
That's all theory, right? Like, listen, if we ever got to the point through Elon and another 200 years where we could actually go to other universes, right, and travel the
multi-planetary
galaxies.
Multi-planetary beings.
It's not like we're going to help. We're going to explore, right? Who else is there? What else do they have? Like, how do they live? The curiosity of it.
Exploration leads to conquering eventually.
Well,
right?
If they have something you want.
But see, that's the theory.
Undoubtedly,
behind
they will.
Possible. But, like, does it have to lead to conquering? Like, that's American history and world history here, like, on this globe. We all consider each other the same.
True.
So, like,
but
we,
like,
conquer each other.
But to Greg's point, if we were to become multiplanetary, why wouldn't those that why wouldn't that follow the human race? Because that's just
well, why think. Wouldn't other races out there want to do the same to our planet, conquer, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's possible.
It's just in our nature that that's every single, like, country was established that way.
Well, here's the deal.
You know?
Here's where I would say that, again, I think when you're looking at human to human, like, we recognize the opponent or the person that we're going to battle against or that we want to steal the land from or whatever the situation, it makes it possible. But you don't see that necessarily with, like, apes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't go conquer the jungle with apes and just slaughter them all and go to battle with monkeys.
Because they've already been here.
I know, but my point is it's easier to fight your kind, right? But if you go and you have an alien race, like, that's a different kind. That's never happened.
It's
or
a different kind of challenge.
Oh,
you want to be.
It's a different,
I like this
thing.
Dave, I like it. So, like, they're gonna treat aliens will treat humans like an endangered species.
Well,
like,
I mean,
don't touch Earth. It's like we have to let them grow and be proper.
Yeah, we found this new creature, and there's a limited amount of them.
I'm not saying I am not saying we're not cruel to animals. We through mass farming and stuff, like we definitely have some cruelty towards animals. But my point is we don't treat an ape the same way we treat a human. You know what I mean? Like everybody in general.
We put them both in cages.
Well, we have, and I'm talking about the bigger picture. We look at them like as a species that like we observe and we like appreciate how they are, and we don't try to conquer, like we're not trying to go battle with these, it's like we understand that it's different. It's not human. They don't have the same level of intelligence per se. They don't think the same way. They don't build. So my idea would be that if we saw another race of something out there, that we would be more in an observatory manner rather than a conqueror. First of all, you don't know what they have. Like,
they would be the same exact way, though. Like, if they are like talented enough to fly a spaceship here, they would definitely be just observing us and be like,
"Oh, for sure,
because we'd be no match."
Well, I mean, they know that. Maybe. So, but I don't know, man. It's just like you don't fuck with monkeys. You don't fuck with bears. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just know, like, that thing is going to fucking beat the shit out of me. But, like, I just have a feeling that the aliens would be the same situation, man. I really do. I think we would go and we'd want to understand, like, their culture. We'd want to understand where they came from or what they believe, how they build and how they create. And I feel like they would also feel the same. Like, that's just me thinking about it. Like,
what was that show? I think you watched it first and you were like, you have to watch this. And it was, they were communicating. They were on this ship. Remember that ship gets like kind of cut in half.
Oh,
it's just like this weird fucking. Yeah. What was that show called? Where they connect or they contact aliens.
Yeah. That was the three moon, or the three planet.
Dude, something. It was so good.
Yeah. Well, it was. Yeah, the ending sucked. It actually pissed me off. The ending did a little.
Did they leave it open for a second season? Or
it just was a fucking really. Me and my wife both stopped and just looked at each other and like, well, okay. Oh, that was awesome. It started off great though, but it was like three planet or three sun, three
something problem.
Yeah, three planet three problem.
Something problem. But in that, you had somebody who was mischievous. He was kind of evil.
Three body problem,
dude.
Problem. Yep.
So he had like this mischievous kind of mentality, and he was the one communicating with these beings. And that's the problem, is if you get the wrong bad apple communicating with this race, and then they sense something wrong, they can just fucking switch. And then that's it. Like, you're done.
Yeah, but see, but to me, again, when you look at it from like an animal perspective, right? It's not any different. We have many, many situations where these people that go live with bears, I mean, that one famous guy, that bear guy, he was hugging on him, hanging out with him, and then all of a sudden, fucker eats him. Dude, like, just out of nowhere.
But that's violence. That's not thought. That's not like, it's not like a static, it's more of a dynamic energy more than potential energy.
Nah,
whereas
dude.
Humans have the potential for evil and we plan shit,
I bet that bear thought about eating that guy.
Yeah, that's the thing, dude. I'm
I bet he was hanging around with him and going, if this guy doesn't fucking give me something soon, I'm just gonna eat this.
Oh yeah. It's like just, in the immediate moment, animals will plan to kill their prey. But I'm just saying
they're
like,
also
months
predators.
And months and years.
They're predators. Yeah. And so maybe they had plenty of food and they were good to go. And then they got to a point where after these months of being around, they were hungry. They didn't have food. And they're like, well, fuck, Jim's over here. He's, he's been nice to us, but he's fucking looks tasty.
Yeah,
it's just, you have instincts. Like, animals have these predatorial instincts and you can tame it for some amount of time, but we see way too many situations. That may be the case with, this thing. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. Like, are they calm now, but not going to be calm later? Like, what are their... we get triggered. What triggers them? Like, who knows?
Are they even real? Do they even exist?
Well, listen, I think
they exist. I think there it's either one of three things. Either there is extraterrestrials and they're out there and they're coming to visit us and keeping an eye on us and going, what the fuck are these crazy assholes doing? And they're just kind of like, document. Hello. We'll show you guys every once in a while. Or they've always been here. And they're like past civilizations that have like retreated underground during massive fucking disasters. And then over time, they've accumulated and built technology and they just come up every so often. And that's what we see.
Yeah, it's like that one guy on Joe Rogan talked about.
Or
that,
three,
right?
They're interdimensional. And they're not really what we see is like the like an interdimensional drone thing that they're flying around, and that's what we're seeing. And the ones where they may have been able to get crash landings and then like rebuild and use technology and have bodies, maybe those are the ones that tried to come interdimensionally with people on them, and that's why they crashed.
Yeah, man. I mean, I just...
There's
I
feel, a lot of maybes.
There's a lot of maybes, man. I know we're wrapping up, but I honestly feel like when you talk about these things, it's a lot of fun. But I think like it just our minds as humans, we just get so like, what if this? What if that?
Well,
but like,
nobody's ever seen some kind of ship or some kind of weird orb thing come into our atmosphere.
Well, maybe.
There's never been video or any kind of sightings like that. They've just been here.
But they're so fast, man. I mean, you know, NASA probably has tons of footage they are not
going
to release.
Yeah, but how fast is a fucking meteor going? We see that fucker.
Well, listen, man, if you can go to here in fucking, you know what I'm saying, a split second, like that is some insane shit.
Maybe.
I just think that like when you really just cut out all the other nonsense and all the theory and all the stuff, the idea is if we believe that the universe is real, some don't, some do. If you believe that it is real and there's planets out there, you have to believe that if there's more planets than there are sand, grains of sand, that there has to be some life, and there has to be some life that has lived longer than us.
It would have to have been millions of years
longer. Sure, but I'm just saying like that seems just as brute as it gets. Like there's something there, they maybe have more technology and maybe they can get here. You know what I mean? But like dimensions and spirits, like who knows, man? I mean, at the end of the day, who knows? But the idea that there's just not life that's more advanced, like I definitely think there are. I definitely think there are.
Probably.
Or we just live in
I think there's life that's dumber too.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for
dude.
Sure.
There's shit fucking Mars logs right now. They just, you know what I mean? They're just over there jerking off in a corner.
Eating their own food.
What was the, fucking statistic I just heard somebody saying on, I think it was maybe on Rogan or something. I don't remember what it was. They said for the amount of time, I think it's like 4 billion years that life has been on Earth or something like that, all the way down to like single celled organisms. For a third of that, I think it was a third, it was only single-celled organisms.
Oh, yeah.
But see, even evolution is hypothetical. Like, no one really knows.
That's true. I was going to ask that. I was like, how the fuck do they know that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's the series of, like, all of these proteins being together in a magical moment.
Yeah.
And they all of a sudden just blend together. And then all of a sudden, the liquid hot magma disappears and there's fucking water. Like, what?
But the thing, this work? I mean, but the theory to me that always has struck me when people say like, well, what are the odds that the sun is the same size as the moon? And my thing is
all
like
the
we,
same distances apart.
I know, but here's the thing. We exist. Yeah. So we exist in a time where we can question those things, but do we only exist because those things are that way? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All the planets, we happen to have all those things aligned, and that's why we are here thinking about it. And other
people. It's the Goldilocks zone.
It's the Goldilocks zone, bro. So, I mean, again, it's not weird to me. It's like we are fortunate. Like, now, I'm not taking religion into this because I think that's a huge aspect for me. You know what I'm saying? I definitely believe in God. I'm just saying.
You're dressed up like a rabbi, for God's sake.
I'm here. Peace upon you. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
Shalom.
We also are here because of maybe everything aligned. And that's why we have the thoughts we have and we question things we do, because we just happen to have that perfect storm. You know what I'm saying? That happened at that moment. You know what I'm saying?
I like your phrasing there.
Danielson says evolution is fake. We are descendants of the Anunnaki.
That's probably, who knows, man. Yeah. Look, I'm not down.
I mean, Alien Ant Farm named their band that for a reason.
Yeah, Alien
Ooh.
Ant Farm. There we go, dude.
There is a lot of research and study into evolution, and I've looked at a lot of it. I mean, fuck. I mean, I went to school for that shit, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a degree in evolution and all this stuff, but there's a lot of fucking holes.
There's a lot of holes.
And I'm like, how do you guys know all this? How do we really know?
It's all theories and guesstimations.
And a lot of it makes sense, but the problem is no one has any record of it. And so they're trying to piece these holes together, but they don't have the answers.
Well,
maybe we're not supposed to have the
fucking
answers.
Every like year, they keep getting evidence of like human life being older and older and older. And this keep pushing the date back when humans were around farther than we've ever thought they have been.
Sure.
So
you know
what makes
sucks,
you think
though?
They haven't been here the whole time? It's just everything deteriorates. So there's no evidence of it.
The problem is we're working backwards. We know what the answer is. human beings.
Yeah.
We have to work back on how were those generated.
Yeah.
And that's the fucking problem, man. Like, if you know what you're trying to build, you'll fit whatever model to create that.
Dude,
right? If
that
it's convenient.
Yeah. That is conspiracy theory. That is life. That is everything, right? Like, you can make anything work. Numbers, mm-hmm. the whole nine. You can make it work if you really want it
Gematria,
to work.
Gematria, all that shit.
Everything, dude. So, yeah, I mean, that goes to the simulation theory and everything else. Like, is it that way, or is our minds just that fucking weird? You know what I'm saying? I think our minds are pretty fucking weird, dude. We have some really creative thoughts, but it's that time, dudes. It's that fucking time.
It's that time.
That was a good fun
episode.
It was fun, dude. I love ghosts. I love aliens and shit. I think it's all fun. But hey, guys, listen, Halloween is tomorrow. Everybody's going to be taking
Or today, depending on when you're listening.
Or today. You're all taking your kids out. Please be safe out there. Check that candy. Make sure the kids are safe.
Yeah, watch where you step.
Well, if you're in San Francisco,
don't step in some shit.
Yeah, dude, you gotta be careful.
Or don't hurt yourself.
I know where Chris was going,
but yeah, I know where I was going.
I went straight to San Francisco on that one.
Yeah.
Guys, be safe. Enjoy your Halloween. You know, your kids are gonna have a blast. It'll
Hell
be fun.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Later, guys.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.